after that time, it's all about how much you desire. Even Jesus came and left for us a pattern. He said that the zeal of my Father's house has consumed my heart. So anytime you see that man Jesus walking upon the face of the earth, the things he's doing is as a result of a chain reaction that is taking place inside of him. He is not motivated by circumstances and the environment. He's inside. The team, the pangs of destiny inside of him. When he sat at Gethsemane, there was pressure on him to give up. Sometimes it happens like that to you. You carry the burden. You carry it. Carry it. Carry it. After some time, you say, Is this what my Father gave birth to me to do? You now drop it. But after that time, you cry. Not my will, but your will. At that moment, he received the strengthening. Every time your will is conquered, because that is the same experience that Jacob was having. Anytime a man's will is conquered and he surrenders afresh to the Holy Spirit, there is a fresh ministration of grace. Seem as if grace is waiting for obedience. Seem as if the flow of virtue is waiting for obedience. Seem as if the flow of life, resources is waiting for obedience. As soon as you obey, you even wonder why you have been wasting time before. And he had power, power, power. That word power is not power like you think. That word power means prevail. Directly means prevail. He prevailed. It means he went and found what was written in his archive, and then he saw that none of them is happening in his life. He was angry. He tried to explain it, use exegesis, use contemporary explanation, that you know, the reason why that demon comes in the night, the succubus and incubus, and sleeps with you is because it's night, whatever, and you explain it, you know, it happens, is a psychological case, and is, are you with me? The demon will relax. Until you read the scripture, he has been explaining it away. He will ask medical personnel, because have you noticed? You people always have answer. There is no way they won't have anything to say. They don't have result, they don't have solution, but they have a name for everything. If you like the coronavirus, they will call you COVID-19. Until a man will wake up one day and get angry. How can somebody be something be happening to you without your permission? And stay there. You did not notice Jacob's own. It was for 14 years. The one that happened that night is the final battle. Say final battle. Don't just see the final battle. See. You see, a war is a sum of many battles. That is why I have taught you people that sometimes there are some wars you have to lose, some battles you have to lose so that you win the war. Yes. I don't want to go there. For example, you are married, and then you and your wife have issue. Sometimes you need to allow her to win the battle so that you win the what? War. What is the war? The war is that Satan wants to infiltrate your family. That's the war. So the war is never to allow Satan to have a foothold in your family. That's the war. But the battle is whatever you think it is. For 14 years, a man was fighting for his destiny. He carried the blessing. You are not hearing me.
The scripture said God gave Abraham a blessing. He said, in you will the nations of the world be blessed. In other words, anybody that is blessed upon the face of the earth is directly or indirectly linked to Abraham. I'm not saying for the believers, I'm saying anybody on the face of this earth. Yes, if you like, be Muslims. In fact, they don't even know why that religion is prospering, because they found a way to connect themselves to Abraham. Anybody that say you are his enemy, I will become that person's enemy. So God summed up all his workings, both in kingdom context and in the universal context, in Abraham. So we as believers, we are also, all our blessings is found in him. The children of the world, their blessings is also found in Abraham. That is why he told him, look up. And he saw, what he saw in the heavens was the stars representing the children after the spirit. Then he looked at the sand in the seashore representing the children after the earthly dimension. One man was a father in two dimensions. That was the blessing that he carried, handed over to Isaac. Isaac now handed it. It has been handed over to Jacob. The man struggled with the blessing that exploded, and we have not survived it. A man carried it for 14 years and none of them manifested. He was actually a slave. He was laboring for what was part of the covenant and part of the blessing. How can a man be laboring for a wife? You are not getting me. His father sat at home. Isaac sat at home. They brought a wife for him. Is it not true? He sat at home. That is the provisions of the covenant. It is such that there are things in the covenant and in the blessing. You don't labor for it. You sit at home. Say, sit at home. Just like a believer that is poor, that is sick. These are basic things. These ones are sit at home blessings. Say, sit at home. Is sit at home blessings. They are not the ones you labor for. They are the ones that manifest naturally and spontaneously out of your life as a result of the fact that you are now seated with Christ Jesus. Is sit at home blessing. Say sit at home. Touch your neighbor. Say sit at home. Isaac sat at home and they sent servants, sent angels to remove him forth on your behalf. High ranking beings, sit at home blessings. He sat at home and his father was busy laboring. He labored so much. He said, he told God, it was his father that was worried on his behalf. A lot of things were happening. He now told Eliezer, he said, vow with me, you are going to bring my son a wife. Eliezer vowed. A context. Eliezer typifies the Holy Ghost. In that context, but you don't know how much the Holy, you don't know, you have not respected the Holy Spirit enough. You have not honored him enough. You don't know who that person is. Nothing will happen without the Holy Ghost. We are doomed. What I'm afraid of is not end of time, Jesus coming back. No, that is not what I'm afraid of. So why should I be afraid that Jesus is coming back? As a believer, why should you be afraid? The only reason why we are afraid is the possibility of the Holy Spirit being taken away from the earth. Because if the Holy Spirit is taken away, nothing can happen. The activities of regeneration that Jesus brought on a legal basis cannot be enforced in your heart except the Holy Spirit is working. Are you with me? So God is working as long as the Holy Ghost is working. That is why the greatest thing that happened is, I said, my spirit cannot strive with this because they are flesh. He removed the spirit and then more chaos. When God noticed that there was more chaos, he didn't know what to do. So he was now pouring his spirit small upon people. Because if God entirely removes his spirit, even before the new covenant, the whole world will go into chaos. Say the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was tasked with the job of bringing the son a bride. Huh? We are that bride now. So you now know, you know the challenges you are facing in yours Christian life. Meanwhile, there is a standard that was set for the kind of bride that will be brought. He told them, don't go to the Canaanite, don't go. Are you with me? There are some places you don't bring wife for us from. We are covenant men. So the Holy Spirit has an onerous task. That's why he is dealing with us one after another, because there is a certain kind of bride that the Father promised the Son. He said is a church, a glorious church without what? Spots or wrinkle. God must, you see, Jesus must have it whether you like it or not. That you don't like it doesn't mean anything. Is a the holy fraternity, made a desire. And their desire is what makes the universe to go around. It so happens that their desire implicates you. You are successful and relevant, as long as you are lined up to that desire. Until my only guess is you. Spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Until my only guess is you. Spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. That is the job of the Holy Ghost. He has a very big task, and sometimes he does it in a marvelous way. How can somebody that is struggling with 1 hour prayer after a 24 hours. I remember when Henry came from all the way from Ilorin and came to our Lagos prayer meeting. When he finished, he has forgotten what he told me, but that thing never left me. When we finished, he said I should pray for him. I hugged him. He went and prayed for 10 hours. He was struggling with his prayer life before that time. My brother, what can the Holy Ghost do? Because it's not me. What can the Holy Ghost what do? All we need to do is to get the Holy Ghost to start working. Then there is nothing impossible. As our brother that sang a song. In the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, when nothing is impossible, no disease is incurable. Nothing is impossible, no disease is incurable. There's an atmosphere. We can't do anything to you until we get the atmosphere working. What can you do now? You can't do anything. One of the most powerful books I've read is the book that Bishop Doug Hayward Mills wrote, called it The Sweet Influences of the Spirit. The Sweet Influences. When the Spirit begins to influence you. There's a song that Pastor Chris Oyakilome loves a lot. Forgotten who sang it. When the Spirit is upon your soul. You know the song. When the Spirit. Will be changed. His glory revealed. When the Spirit is upon your soul. It's the Holy Ghost that does the work. No matter what we do, we will waste our time. That's what where I'm getting us to. He can do something very fast in 30 minutes. An eternal work can be done in 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
in Jesus.
Let many of us become like Jacob. Realize many things that is ours in Christ and labor for them. It's beyond us. You don't know how much you motivate your neighbor. When he sees the things you are able to lay hold in God, he'll be motivated to do so for himself. Especially if you are young. If you are 45, they will say, we don't know how long you have lived on this earth and the things you did. If you are 56, 60, you say, when we started the journey 50 years ago, the Lord was walking with us gently, gently, gently. And after 50 years, we are here. I'm not saying it is bad. I'm saying it's not necessarily a matter of time. It's the investment in time. You can waste 10 years and nothing happened. But you can invest eternity in time. And then you will now see that what we seek and whom we seek is not bound by time. So his ministrations are not time-based. What he ministers to us is realities. And realities comes from a realm that is not mortal. It comes from a realm that is not three-dimensional. It comes from a realm that is beyond time and space. You can't calculate it. You see, time and space is just a fraction, a construction out of eternal realm. So how can you now box him in this our time? It is you that need to line up with his realm, is it not true? Because what you seek is what he can minister to you. It so happens that he dwells in a realm and ministers certain possibilities in a certain mode. You see, these possibilities come in a mode that is called realities. It is you that will line up in such a way that realities will be ministered to you. You need to know why is reality. The reason why is reality is because of the realm is coming from. From that realm, the only thing that is recognized is what? Realities. It is us that can come here and be doing many things, doing many things, doing many things. You come to Sunday service, they will be doing many things from, they will be saying, they will be doing worship and say, by the next 2 hours, we will now, let's get in the mood of worship another. It's not bad, you can get in the mood. But as soon as we come, we know that there is no business. The 1 hour you wasted before you got in the mood is useless. That's what I'm trying to say. As fast as possible, gain ascendancy. Then if you stay there and say, I bless you, Jesus, heaven will recognize. Because it's not about the words you're saying in your mouth. It's about what your heart is speaking. Has your soul ascended to the place where it synchronizes with the frequency of the Holy Ghost? That is where your voice is heard. It's your heart that is speaking. And sometimes your heart is very low. It has not ascended. You are struggling. You are struggling like a duck that is in water. You are doing like this. You are doing like this. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be an eagle. The realities of your realm is the realities in high places. Like the eagle. We mount up with wings and fly. It does not matter the challenges we meet in that realm. Our construction is such that those challenges make us better, make us stronger. Do you know the eagle? His wings get stronger when the wind is boisterous. So when you encounter the Holy Ghost, what he ministers to you is reality. Because you are trapped in this realm. Pastor, we are trapped in this realm. And it so happens that the construction of this realm is mundane and vain. Meanwhile, the one we want to relate with is living outside of this our realm. And the construction of his realm is different from our own. Whilst our own is mundane and vain, his own is reality and eternal. So when you intercourse with him, he will minister to you his substance and his reality. Are you now seeing it? So that means that if you will encounter his reality, if you encounter his reality, you have to come into his realm. That is why we need to journey and travel. And many things you will not touch in him, the things that is of him, until you make a long journey. You make a long journey. Say long journey. Go God, the angel spoke to Elijah and said, you need 3 doses of bread. He took the first dosage and said, I have arrived. He took the first dosage and said, what? I have arrived. The angel tapped him and said, my friend, take another one. Because on the strength of this 2 dosage bread, you will now mount up to Horeb. Horeb, the mount of God. That is where the resource that you seek is. The instruction that came from Horeb was such a ranking that it had the capacity to navigate, to determine the future of a whole nation for a long time. And not just nation, the whole territory. It so happens that the jurisdiction of that prophet covered beyond Israel. Are you with me? But it was a spiritual thing that was encountered in the mountain. It was that spiritual thing that he came down with. Meanwhile, before you encounter that, what do you do? Say, journey. You need to eat 2 dosages of bread. Because the journey is great. Say, the journey is great. Aaron, what did the angel tell Elijah? Eat and drink. For the journey is what? Huh? It's a lie. You have not read your Bible. Okay, show me your Bible. He said, because the journey is far. Show me where the journey was far. What did the Bible say? Predeko soso na mahaba na hata kasa sale. What did the Bible say? The journey is far. You see, this is traditional religion. This is the teaching of men. The one you carried from Sunday school, where they told you Satan is black and angels are white. Until Howard Pittman had an encounter and Satan came to him as fair as an angel. That's where he was confused. Because they taught him in Sunday school that Satan is what? Have you read that Howard Pittman, the eyewitness account? Go and find it. Actually, the scripture testifies that he masquerades as the angel of what? So when you see him, you will not see him dark. He's on rare. He's small angels that you see black and dark. When you see Lucifer, he still wants to retain that he's shining. He wants to retain credibility even though he has left authority and is in rebellion. It always happens. People rebel and they are out of alignment, but they still want to retain the benefits of alignment in a life. So he masquerades as the angel of light. When you meet him, you will shine. Howard Pittman saw him and he told him, give up, just rest. And Howard saw him as an angel. He was shining and he was not harsh. He was feeling something cool, as if he's cold. Cool, as if he was cold. And he wanted to give up. Until he said, I've forgotten where he quoted in the scripture. Of course, when he quoted it, Satan now. Satan can't hide too long. You need some arsenals, is it not true? So that Satan will not hide in your life. The power of Satan is not in brute force, actually. The power of Satan is in deceit. He is cunning. He is subtle. That was the first credit that was given to him. Verdict from heaven. For the serpent was what? More subtle. Is you that said he's more powerful? No, the scripture didn't say he's more powerful. He said he's what? Actually, when you start engaging Satan, don't trust your wisdom. If you trust your wisdom, he will always win you. So let me give you an example as a young man. The scripture now said, flee fornication and everything that looks like it. You now say, I am strong. Say, I'm strong. You spoke in tongues. He said, it's for lesser people. We are those with the Holy Ghost. The revelation of Christ that is in our heart is so strong. It's people that are weak. The Holy Ghost is older than you. He knows. This is how it functions. At the first one, you won't feel the impact. Second one, you won't feel the impact. Third one, you won't feel the impact. By the fourth one, he has started weakening you. By the fifth one, he has started. Do you know the worst part? Satan knows before you that you are weak. Before you realize you are weak, Satan have realized you are weak. That's the problem. That's it. He took Jesus to know that Peter is weak. He took Jesus. So Satan has desire to sift you like this. So Satan is aware. They said what? Flee. If you like, be clergy, be pope. They say flee. Is I'm a man of God. I just finished from 7 days fasting dry. And I spoke in tongues 6 hours every day. If I touch you, you fall under power. You touch them, they fall under power and remove their clothes. I'm telling you. With your anointing, you deserve it. I'm telling you. Why am I saying this? I'm helping somebody. There is something I needed to teach. We are going to stewardship of reality, but let me help somebody. Dr. D.K. Olukoya said one pastor came and he was doing counseling in his office. And a lady came in and was telling him that the thing is doing me here. You know, when you see those counseling, run away. The thing is doing me here. Is doing me here. He's doing me here, he's doing me here. He's now doing the one I'm telling you now is doing me all over my body. Say all over my body. Run away, say run away. You are not Jesus that saved the person. There are things you can't do. Don't go and think you can do everything. That's the beginning of your fall. It's not everybody you can help. It's a lie. I tell myself, I can't help everybody. Now lie. In fact, my own is even worse. I will check. A lady called me one time. I just finished ministration in Lagos some few years ago. He started crying. I said, what happened? What happened? He was crying. I off the phone. You will continue listening to the cry. Very soon you start crying with the person. You will now say, don't worry. Don't worry, let me take you out. When you finish taking the person out, you say you are calming the person down. You now put her, don't worry, God, you know, God, say God. Make sure you don't end up in your room. I'm saving somebody. I now told the lady, type a text message of what is the issue and send to me. The thing is no more than one paragraph. Something she has been crying 5 minutes over the phone. That day I learned my lesson. Because when you tell the person will be articulate and logical. The cry is not bad, but it's not for me. When you come, is it not for me to give you solution? So the cry is bringing confusion. When I now saw it, I told the lady, do this. I told her, this one is wrong, this one is Satan, this one is like this. Problem solved. The lady restored. So why they cry now? I'm warning you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, there is some of you that ladies can confide in. I'm a rasasal. Amen. Let's go to what we have today. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17.
How many of you listen to our messages after now? If you listen to it, raise your hand. The things are too powerful. My God. That one, where is my rod? What is deliverance ministry? What? Six. Jesus. That thing is too strong. The energy we produce here is too much. As soon as you hear it, it will jumpstart your life. You will be down. As soon as you listen to it, it won't even be making you to be growing small. It will just take you and keep you at the top. That was what was happening to you. This my brother said that before he listens to our own, if he wants to pray, he will listen to other worship songs so that it will bring him up to a level. Then he will now listen to our own, because if he listens to our own, the thing will just take him to the top and he will be struggling to catch up. Energy. You need to know that many things can happen except at certain energy levels. Yes. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15. If you are there, say amen. We continue with our topic. Somebody read for me. Start from verse 15. Find a mic. Let him get a mic.
Matthew chapter 17 verse 15 it says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.
It's enough. Our target is verse 17. Said what? O ye faithless. You see, all the emphasis that is in this verse, people has only focused on what? O ye faithless. But they have failed to analyze. They have failed to exegize on perverse. Have you ever had any teaching on this verse? I'm yet to hear anybody that taught on perverse. Everything people were teaching was what? Because the reason why they are teaching on faithless is because faith was what it took to cause that result to come to pass. But Jesus said, O ye faithless and perverse. See, faith is what made the result not to come to pass. But perverse is even a more serious issue. Do you know why? You don't know why. The why is in the next phrase. How long shall I be with you? See, this is where we will start our stewardship of realities today. You see, massive. Jesus has an expectation from your life after some certain seasons. Is it not true? So, as a builder, as an investor, as somebody that owns an enterprise, he begins to what? Invest. And as I told you, as we gave a definition of what is stewardship, as the Lord invests, he has an expectation from his investment. Have you invested before? How many of you did MMM? Raise your hand, my friend. You are in church. You didn't do. Huh? Rivers Forum. Givers Forum. They swallowed your money now. See, you did Ponzi scheme. Whatever the name is, raise your hand. Okay. Do you know the word they use? They call it invest. Is it not true? Is it not invest they call it? How many of you use your school fees?
And we are blowing tongues like this.
The truth is that if you did Ponzi scheme, it's a proof that you have greed.
You might not have noticed, but it's true. Let me teach you another thing that is a proof of greed. This one, we proved it. How many of you do Forex here? Raise your hand. Forex. You do Forex. You are doing Forex. If you succeed doing Forex without the thing swallowing your money, then greed have died. Because the thing will be going. And if you are a believer, the Holy Ghost, or even if it's not the Holy Ghost, the experience you know in the field will tell you it's time to stop. But you say, let's move. I think you... The thing hammered you one day and he came and laid down on the altar. Lord, if you save me today. It is greed. Just like, you know these people that they will touch you and you follow them and go and bring money. That thing is not about whether you are born again or not. If you have greed, it will work. If you don't have greed, those people touching people on the road, it will never work on you. They have tried it on me 3 times. It didn't work. The strongest one was the one I went for job interview in Lagos that time. I went from where I was doing youth service because Abeokuta is close to Lagos. Around 7:30 in the night, as I was passing, one guy just brushed me. As he brushed me, I felt electric shock. But the thing just brushed me like small finger. You know this battery we use on the mic? Put it on your that way it shocks you. It's not, it doesn't last long. But you will still know that something, that's the way it happened. The thing just brushed off me. I smiled. Me that has been doing 21 days. I was waiting for action. So this one now, as they brushed me, they knew the impact it should have. Only for them to notice. One now met me, said, the one guy was now talking to me, another person now broke and said, listen to what that guy says. I turned and laughed. I said, if I catch you, you think is anybody you can do this thing to? As soon as I turned, raised my voice, they disappeared. They were shocked. The dosage of energy they transferred to me, I wasn't supposed to survive it. The thing just crashed me. But that thing would have gotten me with all my prayers if there is what? Greed. So when Jesus begins to invest, when you, like the one that invested in Ponzi scheme, there is a revenue that you expect. Is it not true? Then Ponzi scheme swallowed it. Do you know some people committed suicide? It's as bad as that. You need to know how it breaks the heart of God. Jesus looked at this. I hope you know that anytime there is an issue in the scripture, there is a failure in administrating the riches of the kingdom. Jesus does not blame the people. He never blames the audience. He blames who? His disciples. Yes, the blame is on you, not your family, not your father, not your mother. That is the first thing an intercessor must realize. An intercessor must realize the universal law of substitution. Say substitution. It means that you can stand like Daniel and say, oh, I've sinned. I want to ask you, have Daniel sinned? Have Daniel sinned? Him, he has not sinned. But he said, all of us have sinned. Because for you to stand for people, you have to substitute, you have to partake. And the way to partake is that you partake as an innocent man. I don't want to go there. That is the same law that Jesus, that God, they used in the case of Jesus. Satan killed him, thinking he was guilty. So when you carry that substitution and come in the realm of the spirit, you are operating a law that Jesus operated. So when you come and you bear the burden of your father, your mother, your family, Satan will be the price that is supposed to be paid for them. Satan will be afflicting you, thinking is your mother and your father. It's a spiritual thing. By the time they afflict you long enough, only for the scales of divine justice to weigh the matter and find out that they are afflicting a righteous and innocent person. It is there that before the courtrooms of heaven, you will receive a verdict on that matter. because the verdict is that you are guiltless. Yes, you are afflicted for something that you did not do. They will now say, how do we rectify this injustice? Jesus said, let every generation that believes in me be righteous for my sake. That is what happens to you as an intercessor when you understand the protocol of substitution. It's a universal law. How did I enter here? Help me, Holy Ghost. So when you invest, you expect a return in investment. So the person that invested, once he carried all his money, some of them committed suicide, did a lot of things. Jesus invested in your life, but you don't know how much. As we spoke about it some time ago, even the blood is enough. Is enough investment. What is the return in investment you have brought just because of the blood? I don't want to talk about the name. I don't want to talk about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh! The Holy Ghost. The reason why I'm here is because of the Holy Spirit. That man has turned my life around. I was not like this before. But the influence of the Holy Ghost became strong. His hand came upon me. The man that emerged, nobody envisaged it. Even me, I never thought it would be like this. And meanwhile, he said, we are just scratching the paint. We have not started the journey. Yes, that's what happened to Nathaniel. Jesus said, oh, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile. He said, oh, just because Nathaniel said, my Lord, my master, just because I said this thing, you believe. He said, don't worry, let me go in first. I tell you, you shall see the Son of Man in his glory. And the angels ascending and descending, you will see me in my immortal dimensions, my shape revealed, and you will see that I'm the ladder, the connection between the fallen man and the one that he seeks, his heart seeks. I will bridge the gap, and then you will see that the things of God was kept for us, not away from us. And once Christ bridges the gap, then that connection will be established. Men can now transverse them. The riches of God will become possible to us. The Holy Ghost. So when God invests the Holy Spirit in you, this is the spirit, this is the essence of God. I've said it. Actually, I'm not the one that said it. When God gave you Jesus, he gave you everything. What of when he gave you the Holy Ghost? He gave you himself. You think you know what I said. You don't. Me, I know you don't. If you knew what I just said, you will stop sleeping. You will stop. That is why we fast and pray. If this revelation has hit my spirit, it took sleep away from me. The revelation I'm carrying, what God carried. Pakasaya. Jesus carried his personality and he was walking the earth. When people were seeing, they fall to the ground and they worship him. That is the one you are carrying, and a witch is pressing you in the night. We apologize to God when we get to heaven. I think we should start up the apology now. That is what Jesus looked at and said, oh ye perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long? How long? How long? How long? Small something is happening around us. We can't rectify it. The one that made the investment knows what he can accomplish. Somebody gave you an Android phone and loaded 5,000 naira credit on it. Eh? And then in the morning you say I wanted to speak with you and I don't know how to. You have Android phone and have 5,000 naira on it. The one that gave you that phone knows the capacity. You say, I cannot. How do I even contact you? You are living abroad now. Oh God, what is email doing? The one that gave you Android phone knows what he can do. He looked at you and said, oh, perverse generation, how long will I be with you? It is not just that I invested in you. I stayed around to teach you the workability of that investment. I stayed around to show you. Eh? He will call them, say, come, go here, heal the sick, do like this, they will do. Say, do like this, break the bread, it will multiply. They thought what, these people thought what Jesus was doing was for show. They didn't know it's an education in reality. So that they will, he will get maximum result, maximum revenue, maximum feedback from the investment that he made. He made investment, it was not enough. Eh? He went ahead and brought a tutor to teach you how to work out that investment. Are you with me now? Many counselors, they are teaching you on how to make the best out of that investment. After everything, no result, no revenue. You are owing. He said, oh, perverse generation. We were giving the blood, Jesus died, everything that was done for us. The gap was bridged. Everything that we lost in the old man was now restored in the new man, even better. The scripture says that the new covenant was established on what? Better promises. It so happened that God upgraded. So the things that it seems as if we lost, it is not just that we recovered them. It so happened that we even gained more in the new one. It was not enough for God to do those things. He gave us the Holy Ghost as a tutor. He said, I have many things to tell you, but ye cannot bear them. He said, but there is another teacher that is coming. Holy Ghost, the teacher. Say, Holy Ghost, the teacher. Do you know the Holy Ghost, the teacher? That's why you are turning out to perverse generation. I know you are fair and you look innocent, but God is telling me to tell you are a perverse generation. You don't like to hear my message. It's a burden. Say, it's a burden. That is the, if Jesus comes to this my generation, he will look at us and call us perverse. You don't know the investment that have been made. You have heard of Ravi Zacharias. That man, it was Bible that they use in a prison. He will go and bring it out, clean it with his hands. Somebody gave the prison word in Bible and he was using it as toilet tissue. So he'll be tearing pages and using it. When the man found out, he volunteered to be watching that man's toilet. Why? So that he will be picking those pages of the Bible. So he will bring it out from that one and bring and clean it. There is no water and clean it and be reading. You have KJV, you have NIV, you have Amplified, you have Digital, you have Reference Bible, you have, it's still very new. Inside somebody's waist, you were reading, studying, chewing. Woe to you, Chorazin. Sodom, I say Sodom, we receive better judgment in the last day. Look at all the apostolic messages you have. People listen to apostolic messages now. When they finish listening, that's what is raining for us young people now. They gather people and start, especially WhatsApp have suffered. Everybody is now doing mentorship and prayer and teaching on WhatsApp. Who sent you? Small knowledge, you know, small one, you should go and hide and prove it. You are looking for who to teach. That is why when some of them, if they come physically, they can't do discipleship physically. Real discipleship is not online. When there are some people you see physically, you can't talk to them. It's because you are online, you are talking. When you see them physically, you will be afraid to talk to them. There are calling you mama now. I saw it somewhere. It has deceived us. Is the truth, oh? There is a way you listen to some people, you think you know anything. It happened now when the hyper grace movement started. The fear of their leaders, when you listen to them, your head will be very big. Your heart will be small, but your head will be big. Then you will think you know anything. You don't know anything. One jot in what they are saying, they have not proved with their life. That's the challenge with knowledge we have these days. Men have a lot of knowledge, but their heart is small. We meet men with big heart. Yes, big head is good, but first of all, what? Big heart. It takes big heart for you to balance big head. I'm not saying have small head. You need to be knowledgeable. Go for knowledge. But first of all, go for heart. Very big heart. It is hard that we teach you how to use knowledge. Everybody is now teaching. There is a way you listen to some. There is resources everywhere. Only for us to find out that the kingdom of darkness is having more power. Is even, haven't you noticed? Amidst all this knowledge, okay, we are a perverse generation. We have people that don't know how to steward the reality. That is why the stewardship I talk about is beyond mystery. Yeah, so we can be sharing mystery. Is beyond mystery, is reality. Because the real substance of mysteries is reality. That means you can fill your head with the revelation, but the reality behind the revelation is not in your heart. How can God minister the reality behind the scripture to you and you nurture it till it blossoms to a point where this whole earth will drink from it? I've said it all the time. So Christ Oyakilome was just Christ in me. And it's like that for everybody. Kenny Hagin was just Matthew 11:23. I've said it. John G. Lake was Acts 10:38. One scripture. They stayed on it. Stayed on it. Somebody like E.W. Kenyon stayed on scripture. Stayed on it for so long that this year he uses for Bible study. When he died, he still cures cancer. You have not, with your 3 days prayer, you have not done anything. They still put holes in you and they are sucking your blood. It's a perverse generation. If you tell yourself the truth, the Holy Ghost will help you. Because if you quantify the investment that God has made already in your life, is enough for you to turn your world upside down. Our grandmothers in the village and some of the people they persecuted for the gospel, they didn't know much. Some of them didn't have Bible. What then do they have if they don't have Bible? You think it's Bible? You think it's about Bible? The end product of Bible is to furnish realities in your heart. I tell you the truth in God. You have heard my story. When the principality of the territory came to me, that was when I found out that the substance I've gleaned from the scripture is very small. All I remembered was Jesus is Lord. But I have many scriptures I can quote. Huh? Is it not true? For he that is in Christ is no more. Then you'll be quoting only for something to happen. Small boyfriend sent text message to you. You forget you are in Christ. Yes, now you say boo 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 boo. Before you know what is happening, you have gone to drink ice cream. Before you know it, you end up in a bed. with the Christ in you, you are a liar, my friend. you have mental assent. The reality of who you are carrying. Hey Jesus, I'm carrying Christ. Come on. Come on. As some of you don't like Buhari, if he comes and stays in your room, how many things will you do and how many things won't you do? If he comes into this town will take a new shape because Buhari is in it. Then the God of the whole universe is inside your heart and you are doing many things. Christ is me, he that is in me. You are a liar. You don't know. If you know it, it will compel you because it comes in ministrations of love. And when a love finds expression in the heart of a man, it compels and constrains him. Are you with me? Love doesn't make you to do things. It also makes you not to do things. Jesus said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you?" Somewhere. How long? How long? Do you know how many encounters God has wasted on you? Some people, they had only one encounter and they got to where they are. Your jota is filled with the encounter, Chimwe. When you get to heaven, your judgment will be higher. Like this. Some of you, the jota where you write your dream has filled like four. You are Joseph. 5%, we have not seen it manifest. You are a perverse generation. When I am through with you, you cry for your life. Have you seen the distance between reality and what is manifest in this realm? This is why we pay the price we are paying. We are paying the price because we have come into an acknowledgement of the gulf between what was there. The investment is there. It's you that is thinking that there is a new thing God needed to do to get you to where. No, there is no new thing. He has given you everything. In case you don't know what he has given you, the Holy Ghost. Is it not true? When the Holy Ghost comes, he comes with a mandate. What is that mandate? Rule down. Say what? Rule down. So, on the minimum, if there is anything you have not ruled over and you have the Holy Ghost, whose fault is it? Maybe it's God. Who? The Papa's generation. You don't want to agree. You are not angry yet. I want you to be angry. I've not succeeded in making you angry. And I don't like it. If he's my friend. If he's my friend, he said, get angry, get angry. You need that type of anger. Where you are dissatisfied with the status quo, suddenly you have taken account of your life and the thing that is manifest and see that it is far, far removed, and God has provided what he takes. Sometimes he has invested accurate teachers around you. There are people that have not had anybody to teach them something correct since they were born again. You have had the privilege of having accurate teachers for the last 3, 4, 5 years. You didn't make any use. You didn't take advantage. How long have you spoken in tongues? How many years now? 10 years? 3 years? I need practitioners. Elijah, how many years have you spoken in tongues? Not long. No. If you have spoken in tongues for 5 years, raise your hand. 5 to 10 years, raise your hand. I know my sisters have spoken. How long have you spoken in tongues? You have even forgotten, it's too long ago. There are people that started speaking in tongues this year. When do you start speaking in tongues? Last 2 months. Have you seen this young man pray? He just started speaking in tongues last 2 months. If you see him pray, you will think he has been praying for 10 years. The same resource. The same resource. The same thing.
The same.
The same. I want something to sink into your spirit. I want something to go beyond my words. So when you see men that don't know how to shepherd, steward the ministrations of reality that God has brought across to their life as a result of their intercourse in worship and fellowship, just like we do here, what do you call those people? I want to show you something and then we pray. This thing is a burden. I've asked God. Sometimes what we need is not new, is to steward the ones we have. Do you believe you have the healing anointing? It's a lie you have, my friend. Why did you say no? Because you are afraid. Do you believe you have? How many people have you now prayed for? Are they up to 500? Are they up to 200? Are they up to 100? But they are up to 50. For how long? In the space of how many years? I'm giving you practicalities in on how to steward reality. You say you have healing anointing. Every day you should be testing your anointing. Even if you are not going to drive today, you have to warm your car. Is it not true? If you like, leave your car now. Don't warm it. One day wake up and say you want to go to Lagos. Because it's only when you are waiting for invitation to a big program before you start testing your anointing. That day it will disappoint you. Start testing it. Start testing it. If anybody says he's sick, be the first to rush and be testing your own. Let them say it didn't work. Be testing it. One day it will work. The way it will work will shock you. It's cancer that will leave. It's cripple that will walk, and you collect the crush and keep it like this, they will snap you. When the first one happened, whether you like it or not, you can't go back. Your faith will hang at a level. Have you raised the dead before? Have you raised the dead before? That sister has raised the dead too. She has the same Holy Ghost you have. Is it even possible you have accumulated more spiritual energy than her? Is it not true? What are you doing with you are a perverse generation, my friend. You are not angry. I want you to be angry. I'm not your normal preacher. I want to drag you from where you are and force you. You can't be here. Stop coming. Stop coming. There is a judgment waiting for me if you don't amount to anything. Stop coming. Stop coming. If you don't want to improve, stop coming. You think it's to gather people? I'm not among those people. I'm not here to gather people. I'm here to raise disciples. After some seasons, if they see you mirror what you are supposed to be in that season. Don't go to church for 10 years and nothing has happened. All of us, we are Christian. We are Christian. You cannot manifest anything that proves the life that you have received. Oh my God. Where you are, Satan is reigning. Are you not ashamed? You are not ashamed. What else do you think God need to do for this our generation? It's for us to steward the one we have. Sometimes it's impatience. There are many things I will show us. Anyway, let me show us two things. There are seven pillars of stewardship. Number one, purpose. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. Reduce the volume. Let me strike something. Ephesians chapter 3. If you are there, say amen. The scripture says, verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, follow, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that he faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. I think I started too early. Let's go back to verse 7. I think it's verse 7. Are you with me? Verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister. For you to understand Ephesians, you have to start from the beginning. But let's just start somewhere. Because if I start from the beginning, we will not reach here at all. Verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You need to know what this man is saying here. Do you know what he was saying, James? You don't know. Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles. What? We'll have to handle this very soon. And to make all men see. The same grace is still at work. It makes him to preach. It makes him to what? Make all men what? What is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ? To the intent, say to the intent. You are not with me. You think you are with me. Say to the intent. Whatever God is doing, if you read it down, you announce it. Whatever God is doing, the grace that he made available to Paul, is to help him to be a minister in that administration. Are you with me? There is an administration now. Let me use something you will understand. Like, what do you call this government that is in power? We call them what? Administration. Buhari's administration. Is it not true? In Buhari's administration, there are ministers. Is it not true? Paul is saying that in the administration that is now given to Christ, the administration he has, I hope you know that the who is the administrator of the purposes of God? Who is Christ? Use Christ is better. I know it's Christ Jesus. Jesus is a person. Christ is an office. He's actually a spirit. Where is Jesus now? He's in heaven. Simple. Where is Christ? So, you know now. It's straightforward. So, this is it. That the administrator and administration. Are you with me? These are simple matters. Christ is... is both the administrator and is also an administration. just like he is the offering, he is the sacrifice, and he is the one offering the sacrifice. He is the one that is making a covenant, and he is the one that is testifying about the covenant. Strange things. That sort of things is given to, if you are the one like this doing this, another person will have to do it for you. But that is the scope of the eternal capacities of God. Pastor, if you enter there, it can drown you. Paul looked at it and he said, great is the mystery of godliness. So if you try to understand the scope of godliness from your time space understanding of things, you will be limited. In fact, you will find it hard to define the Godhead. You have to be drawn from time to eternity. That is why here, if we have to be correct almost all the time, we take ourselves out of time. When we reach out to eternity, we pick out the accurate perspective of matter. That is the only place you can see things accurately. Now, but the manifestation of those things we saw in that realm is in this realm. So we also need another grace to transfer it from that place to here. Now, but if you have not seen well, it will not manifest well. So when people like Moses was on that mountain and he was covered by the glory, then he received an instruction. He said, see that what? Build. According to what? That was shown you. So Paul is a minister in the administration of Christ. Are you with me?
What did I say?
So he said that because of the ministry that was allotted to him, for him to carry out that ministry, he received a quota of grace. Follow me. Are you with me? Now, he said that ministry that came to him, see, he was called a minister. He was given a ministry, but for him to be a minister, he received grace. Are you with me? So, in other words, just as my guy will say, the real minister is grace. Is it not true? Paul is just a vessel. The real minister is what? Grace. So he now said that it is that grace that made him to minister. In fact, he was able to minister to the extent of the working of that grace. Are you with me now? No man can minister higher than the grace that was already given to him. He said, even though I am the least, yet grace made it possible for me to appear as if I'm big. No, we are not big. It's grace that made it appear so. Taking away that, will become lesser than even the smallest person. Are you with me, sister? Follow me. Now, he said that administration of grace that made me minister, remember, this is found in an administration called Christ. He was made a minister in an administration called Christ. So the whole context of this, our exegesis, is an administration that is what? Called Christ. And you must have remembered that I told you what an administration is. Is it not true? You are not with me. What is stewardship? Stewardship is when we define it. We said is a system of what? Is a system of administration. Follow me. Stewardship is a system of what? Administration. So, Paul was made a minister in that administration. By that minister that he was made, he became what? A steward. Say what? Yes. And for him to be able to carry out his ministry, grace was administered to him. And he was proclaiming that the extent to which he will be able to accomplish the ministry that was given to him will be determined by that grace. So, it is not as if you are better than your fellow man. It so happens that in the context of ministry, you see, authority varies in ministry, not in believer. Believer's authority is equal. The only difference we have is ministerial authority. And that one is an administration that is based on the purposes of God. Oh, are you with me now? Predestination is in the context of purpose. So what God has preordained that will be administered to you is because of what he wants to accomplish. He it is that thing that he wanted to accomplish, of which in the context of Paul, that he has been made a minister in it, that made that level of grace to be administered to him. But when we come to believers, everything believers will do, he is still equal with everybody. It is a ministry which is an extract of the purposes of God. It is because God wants to accomplish something, that's why we have ministry. Is it not true? So he became a minister in that administration. That administration is to the intent. Are you seeing it? Look at your scripture. To the intent. So whatever administration of which Paul has been made a minister has a purpose. That is the first thing. The first thing is stewardship. Is what? There are seven pillars of stewardship. So a man that have not, are you with me? A man that doesn't know the purpose of the administration that has been handed over to him will abuse it. In fact, you sometimes you won't even know. Sometimes, have you seen somebody that is anointed and doesn't know the purpose of power? Have you seen him before? He will become a dictator. That is why for you to properly manage power, love have to be worked fully in you. You have to know the breadth. In fact, should I advise you, the extent to which you should walk in power is the extent to which the love of God has been worked in you, both in the four dimensional operations of love: the length, the breadth, the height, and what? The depth. If you walk in power outside of that four dimensional operation, you will miss it. You will miss it. It's not whether you miss it, you will miss it. Because our faith is the faith that works by what? Yes. Am I saying big things? It's not big, it's simple. I'm trying to say that the first pillar, say pillar, when you remove his stewardship first, the first pillar in stewardship is what? Purpose. I said that a man that has, there is a need for stewardship because there is an enterprise. Say an enterprise. Yes, now. What is your father doing? Is he a businessman? Eh? He's late. What did he do? He was a businessman. That's what I want to say. So, let's say he's the owner of four shops in Machine Pass. Eh? You know he cannot run it alone. I hope you know. Then he gets a manager. That manager has become what? A steward. Or a minister. A steward. Are you with me? Now, when you call the manager, you set for him the purpose we need to accomplish. It is not true. Any other thing we are doing is to the intent, Pastor. When you miss it, when you miss the intent, you miss it. Pastor, God has blessed the Nigerian church with money, but they forgot the intent. God has blessed the Nigerian church with power, but they missed what? The intent. And some people will now come and say, let's not talk about money, let's not talk about power, let's talk about character. You still miss it. It's two extremes. The problem is purpose that is missing. The intent. To the intent. Say to the intent. That is the fundamental foundation in stewardship. And once you keep the purpose in view, you will not miss it. Jesus set the glory before him. Whatever is happening, he will just set what? The glory. Say the glory. It is always before him. That was why he didn't miss it. Do you know he came to a point, he was pressed beyond measure to miss it, but the glory, say the glory. That is why when you come to this place, that is the whole target of discipleship. Discipleship, if it is accomplished in the heart of a man, we give him trajectory. We establish the purposes of the kingdom, not his. They have taught you. They have taught you on purpose now.
people's discovery. You have a full note and joker. You probably have taught people. Do you know the problem? You have not found yourself. How can somebody that has not found himself be looking for people? You have not found yourself. See the grade they gave you there. You are making progress in a wrong direction. So the target, what we are doing, is not about our own purpose first. It's about the purposes of God. God's what? You don't have purpose until you realize the purpose of God. That is the controlling factor. He said, I'm a minister. My ministry, or rather my purpose, what I wanted to accomplish is in context to the eternal purpose that God had. It gives definition to everything we seek in life and in the kingdom. That is the first pillar. So discipleship should accomplish one thing. It should accomplish all the dimensions of the purposes of God in the heart of the believer. So when the believer sets out to do anything, he only has one mindset. Say kingdom. That is the thing. If he's looking at money, he's seeing kingdom. If he's looking at marriage, he's seeing kingdom. If he's looking at academics, he's seeing kingdom. Anything he's looking at, he's seeing what? Any other person that has not been discipled in the purposes of the kingdom will lose sight. Huh? You can make money for the sake of making money, and then you'll be lost. Yes, you'll be lost. You can go to school for the sake of going to school. That is why many people that went to school around 40th final year, they will start crying out to God, only for them to find out that they didn't use what they studied in school. Do you know why? You didn't consult him when you started in the first place. You didn't consult him. They mounted pressure. You got straight A's in WAEC. They now said, people that get A like this, they're supposed to be engineers. They're supposed to be medical. Is it not true? Medical people here, is it not what they told you? You can't be intelligent like this and waste it. Only for you to finish and find out that you like public speaking. That something in you comes alive when you take the stage. Then you will be a public speaker in the night. And then you will be medical doctor in the day. By then, God can't have anything except to manage where you have put yourself. For some people, where they put themselves is so bad that God have to remove you and will not allow you to use that thing you study. Why? What the path you crafted for yourself, you can't find God on that path. And if you can't find God, you will never realize his purpose. The certificate you got, as powerful as it is not useful for the kingdom. Why? You have not been established in discipleship that should administer to your soul the purposes of the kingdom. So anything God hands over to you, be it your certificate, be it anointing, be it marriage, be it anything, you will miss it. Why? You have not been established, not in your own purpose, in the purposes of what? The kingdom. That is the first pillar of stewardship. A man that doesn't know this doesn't know anything. We have 6 more to go. I want you to pray to God. Teach me your ways, that I may know you. The scripture says that he showed his acts to the children of Israel. But to Moses, he taught his ways. Teach me your way. Teach me your way. Teach me your way, Yahweh. Teach me your way, Yahweh. Oh, oh, teach us your way, Yahweh. Teach us your way. Oh,
Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out. Oh, oh, Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out.
Amahasasa.
Oh, oh, Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out. Oh, oh, Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out.
Abba, Hassan,
Abba. Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out.
My God.
Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out. Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out.
Your capacity to fulfill your days upon the earth is predicated on the answer that we receive from this prayer. We are not praying. That is why God has not taken you serious. He knows that the power you cry for, the wisdom you cry for, the fire, the prayer power you are crying for will be a waste because you have not found your path in the kingdom. Beware that you have hewn for yourself. The scripture says that they have hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold any water. There is a way that seemeth right. The scripture says that the end thereof is the ways of death. The problem with this path is that the destruction is at the end. If the destruction is in the beginning, we can make a U-turn. But the destruction is at the end.
Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out.
Amahasa.
Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out. Oh, 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 Jesus, your way out. Jesus, your way out. Oh, oh, somebody cry. Teach me your way out. Teach me your way out.
Abba Hassan.
Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me your way out.
Somebody cry. It's a personal cry. It's a personal cry. It's a personal cry. It's a personal cry.
Oh, 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 teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me your way out.
In the next 3 minutes, cry out.
Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 teach me your way out. Teach me your way out.
The hand of God is coming on two people. Let the crooked paths be made straight. Let the valleys be filled up. Let the mountains be made low. for the Lord cometh. A safe path for God. A safe path for the great one. He cometh. Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, oh, teach me your way out. Go deeper, go deeper. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 oh. Teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 oh. Teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 oh. Teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. One more minute. Oh, 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 teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, 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 teach me your way out. Teach me your way out. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me your ways, Yah. Teach me your ways, Yah. Oh, 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 oh. Teach me your ways, Yah. Teach me your ways, Yah. Oh, 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 oh. Teach me your ways, Yah. Please teach me your ways, Yah. Oh, 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 teach me your ways, Yah. Teach me your ways, Yah. It's not a cognitive teaching. It's an instruction after the inward man. Teach us. When he, the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead you, he will teach you, he will lead you, he will teach you, he will lead you, he will lead you, he will lead you. Holy Ghost. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, 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 oh. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, 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 oh. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, oh. Don't overlook our cry, O God. A broken and a contrite heart, you will not overlook. Oh, oh. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, oh. Teach us your ways, Yah. Teach us your ways, Yah. Oh, oh. grace of God, because you have been taught. You have been taught. You have been taught. Teach me your ways, yeah. Teach me your ways, yeah. Oh, oh. Teach me your ways, yeah. Teach me your ways, yeah. Upwards, cry, 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 cry to him. Teach me your ways, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me your ways, yeah. Teach me your ways, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me your ways, yeah. Teach me your ways, yeah. God, we hear your cry. God, we hear your cry. Your life will be straightened out. Your motives will be redirected. You will be accurate from today. All the points you have missed it in your life will be corrected. You will know the keys, you will know the purposes, you know the principles. You will be taught of the Lord. Teach us your ways, yeah. Teach us your ways, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach us your ways, yeah. Teach us your ways, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach us your ways, yeah. Teach us your ways, yeah. Oh, oh. Teach us your ways,
started by 4:15, 4:45 today, and I'm thinking we will start by 4:30 tomorrow, so that we'll pray now. So if you come by 4:30, we have started praying. And so meet tomorrow and next tomorrow. But on Friday, it so happens that Friday, they said that's the day I was born. So there will be a birthday service by, it will be very short, maximum 2 hours, 4 to 6. If there are people here, we'll leave them and run away. 4 to 6. And just like last year's own, the theme for this one is such as I have. Bring all your prayer points.
There was a day that Moses received the capacity to overturn things that lasted for many generations. The decrees of the patriarchs, even in the negative dimension, was overturned that day. The scripture said that day Moses sat as the king of Jeshua. There are many places and thrones and offices we can sit in the spirit, and when you sit there, many things become possible. And I've seen a lot of us that is bringing a lot of honor. It's even enough, too much already. I'm overwhelmed at the things people are saying in that our group. I'm overwhelmed. Sometimes I will check whether it's me they are talking about. It's me now, look at me. What is special? I know you are special, but me, I'm not. It is Jesus. So come and say something so that.
Praise God. Hallelujah.